What to do when words won't describe the current political landscape in the United States, at least words that can't be used on the radio. Bloomington multi-instrumentalist and activist Stephen Robinson improvised a nearly 32-minute instrumental piece to express those feelings. Robinson records and performs as Yay Big. He tells GLT's John Norton about How Long, Oh Bleep, a commentary on monotony, beauty, divisiveness, meaning, fragmentation, chaos, joy, suffering, the death rattling of empire. In short, it's a record about the United States.
Yeah.
That's a lot of words to convey.
Yeah.
Without using words.
You know the old classical tone poem model where you'd have these classical composers that would, for example, you know, they would go on vacation somewhere and they would orchestrate this piece that was supposed to be about their vacation. You know, this first movement is about the scene at the ocean, and the second movement is about the scene at the park where they had a picnic.
Okay.
And the music is supposed to convey those images. This music is supposed to represent those things, you know, the way currently I am feeling about what's going on in the United States.
Well, let's start at the beginning, okay? This sounds like the beauty part. To me, it sounds like a sunrise.
Oh, that's nice. There's a lot of beautiful things happening all around us all the time. So I have to always keep that in mind. You know, my son, he's actually sitting right here next to us. It's beautiful, you know, raising a kid, hanging out with a kid, with your partner. So when I'm critiquing the United States and what's going on in the United States, and I'm often I'm a very doom and gloom person a lot of the time. I'm not very optimistic about...
As jovial as you are, you're sort of a pessimist.
Yeah, sort of is putting it mildly, I think. I'm very idealistic, but extremely pessimistic.
Okay, well, talk about the beauty. Can you talk about the beauty itself?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's beautiful stuff happening all the time, and I have to remember that when I'm all doom and gloom. And so in the music itself, I'm hoping that some of it comes across as being quite beautiful and meaningful and emotive.
So the last one you did, which you were on the air last year talking about, the wind that blows as mountains flow, it was spoken word, unlike this one. You described that as a meditation on the Buddhist notion of emptiness and the necessity for radical social movements, past and present. For our listeners who didn't hear the first one, let me play just a little bit. Let me play the very beginning of the spoken word part.
Okay.
Like a Avalokiteshvara with a Molotov in a cup. Hear the cries of the world, then blow it up. Stone fresh, but this stone don't know death. Y'all act like you ain't heard the news yet.
I said a lot of things on the last record using words, and I just felt like I'm at a loss for the words to convey how I feel right now. The description that I put on my website, I don't even know if that really puts across what I want to get across.
Well, take another stab at it then.
I just don't... The whole thing is that it's kind of ineffable. I mean, the feeling that I think I share with many people right now about the state of things in the United States, what's going on with our internal conflicts, what we are doing to one another, the amounts of just oppressive violence that are being inflicted upon people at home and abroad to maintain certain levels of privilege amongst a certain class of people at the expense of everybody else, while we put on this facade that everybody is free and everybody is, you know, we're all united. And I mean, you know, obviously that's not true. And things are getting worse. Fascism is on the rise. We have a fascist sympathizing president right now. Things are in a state right now, politically and economically, that, you know, I've only been alive since the beginning of the 1980s. I'm not that old. But since 1982, I don't remember a time when things have been this insane, where we have had this amount of insane people running us in insane directions. And I don't know how to express that with poetry or lyrics. other than just yelling obscenities.
So, which is what you threw in the title a little bit.
Right, yeah. Right. So the title of the record is a reference to a psalm from the Bible, you know. I think it's Psalm 13. Biblical scholars could correct me if I'm wrong, where there is a line in there in some translations where it starts, "How long, O Lord?" You know, and it's kind of this question, like, how long are you going to allow these things to continue to be perpetrated upon us? And so for me, it's like, how long, oh bleep, you know, how long is this going to continue?
Stephan Robinson is the voice you're hearing. Yay Big is his stage name, and his new album is called How Long? Oh, bleep, on GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Let's talk about the musical part of that. In even in the beginning, and the what I call the beauty part, there's some glitches in there.
Right.
There are musical glitches, and then they got glitchier a little bit later even. What are you conveying with that? Is that there is chaos, that there is, you know, fragmentation?
Absolutely.
Even in the beauty? Even
absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I can't even appreciate, for example, I can't even, taking my son to soccer practice is beautiful. But then when I get there, I notice, wait a minute, every kid out on the field right now is white. Why is that? Where are the fields located? Who has the privilege and the resources to be able to take time out of their day on a weekday to take their kid to this very lovely event, this very nice soccer practice? The same is true of, we had him enrolled in a hockey class. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Why is it these things are available and readily accessible to people like my son who have immense amounts of privilege? I don't make that much money, but we have some free time. We have a little bit of expendable money, and we do things with him that he enjoys. And so it's hard for me to even enjoy that, you know, just sit there and enjoy it. I'm thinking about the political and economic reasons for why it's only white kids on the field in a very diverse community.
Well, you're a very caring, sensitive guy.
And often depressed.
But he laughs a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a defense mechanism, I think.
So how does this help you stay sane by recording as Yay Big and this new one, How Long, Oh Bleep?
Let me put it like this. I just finished reading a book by Terry Eagleton. He's a pretty well-known British, Irish, I guess. He lives in Britain, but he's Irish. Irish Catholic Marxist. And he wrote this book called Why Marx is Right. It's a great book. The thing he says in the dispelling of the myth is that, you know, Marxists don't want to be Marxists. You know, we have a Marxist analysis of political economy, and we are involved in the activism that we're involved with because we care about the world and we care about people. I would much rather live in a world where I didn't have to be a part of an activist community. I would like for that to be unnecessary. What I really want to do with all my time is make music. I love making music. That's what I want to do. Teaching is fine. You know, it's a good job. I love working with students. I think it's important. But I don't teach and I don't participate in activism because that's what I want to do with all my time. I do that because I think it's important.
Okay.
Music, on the other hand, I just want to do. It's like breathing. And this record was kind of like, you know, me, it's just me breathing. I described it to Ryan after we finished it. I just said, well, I'm glad I got that off my chest. It's been building up in me for years, this record, I think. And I finally had the time and the Ryan's help to do it. And so it just comes out. And it comes out the way it comes out because of the state my mind's in right now and the political economy that I'm in right now. That's why it sounds the way it sounds, I think.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I mentioned either off the air or earlier in this piece, I can't remember which now, that the last maybe 10 plus minutes of this thing is, to me, is like Lou Reed's. You know, are you familiar with Lou Reed's?
I am, but I don't. It's not
Metal Music Machine album?
That's what you meant by
that's
that.
What I meant by that.
I thought you meant like heavy metal.
No. I mean, that was he put out that thing in, was it the early 80s? That was kind of a middle finger to the music industry, or that's what. So anyway, it was nothing but noise, no rhythm, no melody, no nothing. It was noise. This is kind of has that same kind of feel to it. Where is this where the suffering and the death rattling of the empire comes in?
Yeah, it gets very distorted.
It's intense.
Much more intense.
Very industrial.
Yeah, much more fragmented, industrial. Some of the sounds that I use are intentionally abrasive. Not to a point where I think it hurts. I don't think it hurts to listen to. But it's definitely annoying, some of the sounds that I use. There's this high-pitched, I don't know how to explain it, computer-processed sound that repeats at a couple times over and over again on a regular pattern. It's not really in sync with much of what else is going on. It's just repeating. And that's like the news right now. It's this obnoxious repetition of insanity every day. I don't even want to look at the news anymore. It's like, what did they do now? And every time I hear the voices of the, you know, these people who are committing egregious amounts of suffering upon people on the radio, on your show sometimes, and not your fault, you're doing your job, but I hear them being interviewed, and it's like, today on NPR, we're going to hear from Donald Trump and his visit to Britain. It's like, why are we giving this buffoon airtime? I understand he's the president of the United States. He's also a monster in a lot of ways, and I don't want to hear him every day. And this is what the way I feel. And this is this repetitive, obnoxious noise that is at the end of the record that just goes over and over and over and over.
Who are you looking to when you do this kind of music? Do you have an inspiration?
Oh,
musical inspirations?
Absolutely. This record there is nothing original about this record. The biggest inspiration for this record is probably Jim O'Rourke. He's from the Chicago area. He was a pretty well-known experimental guitarist, composer in Chicago, in a couple of different bands. He famously mixed what I think is Wilco's best record, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. But Jim O'Rourke's solo records are some of my biggest inspirations for my musical taste and what I want to do with music. He's done everything from just unlistenable, you know, guitar improvisations to the most beautiful computer music I could fathom to wonderful improvised acoustic guitar records. He's an amazing composer and musician and super inspirational to me because he defies genre and he produces and puts out tons of different stuff. It's hard to categorize him. And to me, that's an inspiration.
Bloomington's Stephen Robinson, a.k.a. Yay Big, speaking with GLT's John Norton about his new album, How Long, Oh Bleep. He's planning a Yay Big show this fall in Bloomington. Robinson also performs with local free jazz group Disorganizer. You can discover more local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois in the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal. Our website is also where you can find Sound Ideas interviews and stories, with help today from Charlie Schlenker, Mary Cullen, John Norton, and a blast from the past, Laura Kennedy. WGLT.org is the first place to go to subscribe to the Sound Ideas podcast. You can also check out Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or NPR One. We want to know what you think of Sound Ideas. Post comments at facebook.com/WGLTFM or tweet us your comments using the hashtag SoundIdeas. We're all at WGLT News, and I'm at Ryan WGLT. Let's hear some more from Yay Big and Stephen Robinson.